some speakers have a hard time keeping listeners focused. Liz Carpenter says a speech should engage the audience, give them some belly laughs, and be an inspiration. As a reporter, Carpenter covered Congress and the White House for 34 years. She wrote speeches for former President Lyndon Johnson and was Lady Bird Johnson's press secretary. Her new book is called Start with a Laugh, an insider's guide to roasts, toasts, eulogies, and other speeches. As a native Texan, she says she could write speeches for President Bush, but she's not sure if he would actually read them. While many Texans are coming here to Washington, D.C. with the Bush administration, Carpenter says Texas itself is seeing a new breed of residents.
A lot of them are Yankees turned Texan because they like the sun or they like the fact that you can get down there and operate. And I think they like the optimistic spirit of the people, which is traditionally that.
We want to know about Texans because we're getting used to having Texans here again. The Arkansans are gone, and the Tennesseans are gone. I mean, now we got Texans in, and we want to know how to deal with that. Now, what do you recommend?
I recommend that you claim kin if you can. But Texans are a breed all their own, and Texans have this sense of possession. I think it's because we're so big, because it was rural. We're storytellers by nature, and liars sometimes. But friendly, because spaces were big and you needed your neighbor. Also being in high-risk industries like oil, you know, you could drill so many holes and maybe they'd come in and maybe they wouldn't. Cattle, which can be wiped out in a tornado, have a stampede. And so you needed your neighbor.
Texas is very different now. I mean, you're high-tech.
Well, that's right. We've been invaded by vegetarians and this meat-producing state. We got all these young, you know, 30 to 40-year-old, flat-stomached people out of California. And when they go jogging on Lady Bird's hike and bike trail down by the Colorado River, their cell phones going all over the place. And also, now, I mean, so many are vegetarians, which is a strange creature in Texas. You can't have a dinner party for 14 people anymore without serving hummus and tofu and other tasteless foods like that. I say this, though, for the high-tech people. They have brought payrolls. They have been very generous to the right things.
You told me that you came to Washington 58 years ago for the first time.
I did. I graduated from the University of Texas. I had my journalism degree in hand and my virtue intact, and I still have the journalism degree. But it was great. It was World War II. There were lots of jobs available. And for a newswoman, you had Eleanor Roosevelt in the White House holding press conferences and limiting them to women so that these 26 women, which was pretty much the size of the group, we would go there and you'll laugh because no self-respecting newswoman would go wear a hat and gloves today to a press conference. But we had such respect for that house that we went there, climbed those steps to the second floor, and there was Mrs. Roosevelt looking very regal, receiving us, and then inviting us to the end of the hallway to have a cup of tea. And she would introduce some of those remarkable women reformers who were part of the Women's Bureau. That was sort of the cutting edge of progress.
When Lyndon Johnson became president, under those tragic circumstances, I think a lot of Washington acted like they'd never seen a Texan before. It just had an impact on this town. It was a very straight town.
Well, I think that Johnson had been in Congress, I believe it was 27 years, so he was kind of the number one graduate to ever go to the presidency. And it was very fortunate for the country that he was so skilled at it because we moved along without missteps. He had started out here as a young Texan who worked for a congressman and who sat in the gallery, was a doorkeeper. worked for Congressman Dick Clayburgh, and then from that went steadily up to be elected to Congress, and then the Senate, and the majority leader. And so he had seen all the aspects of government. He knew how to make legislation move, and I think that's why we were able to get the War on Poverty programs through Head Start, Job Corps, when we normally would have had to fight harder for them, but he just knew how to push the buttons.
Can you become a Texan?
Oh, yeah, we take everybody in. I think you can. I think you need to relax a little, smile more. Both of my kids were raised in Washington, D.C., and it's when my daughter comes back to Texas, she says, I get tired smiling. She didn't grow up being trained to smile. But I think that you can become a Texan, and of course, once you are one, you have a license to embellish your stories.
No.
Yes, by...
Does that go on?
That goes on. Lie is another way. I have a family reunion that meets once a year, 250 Sutherlands. We have a liar's night on who can tell the biggest whopper. And some of them are still about weather, tornadoes. One of them even claimed a mule flew overhead. That's when we knew he was lying.
Liz Carpenter, a political humorist, speechwriter, and former White House correspondent, lives in Austin, Texas.